Good, Chris. We'll check them all. Good.
We're live.
This one? All right, you good? Just two going? Okay, we're underway. Start the meeting. We're at the Board of Water Commissioners, February 2017. Is anybody other than us recording the meeting tonight? No. There's nobody recording the meeting other than us. Can I have your names that are here in the audience? Can you get them on record? Yep, that'd be great.
My name is Bert Stern with Tower North Development.
Thanks, Bert. Yeah, that'd help. Thanks. Thanks, Dick.
Russ Kleekamp, engineer with GHD.
Dick Duddy with Sprint.
Thanks, Dick. Mark Boudreau is present, and Vic Mastro, Don Campbell, Ted Barnacle, and Chris Wiseman are also present. Thank you. We probably can do the minutes.
Yeah. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the minutes of January 18th meeting as presented.
Oh, second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So be it. Okay. Did I give you the front page there?
Hold on. This is another.
Oh, there's another one. Second one here. It's not good. It's a special meeting, right?
To make a motion, we accept the minutes of the meeting of February 1st, special meeting, as presented.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't see anybody here from the neighborhood, if anybody wanted to make any public comments, now's the time to do it. Okay.
Good evening, gentlemen. I introduced myself already, but for those that are not familiar with me, my name is Bert Stern with Tower North Development. We were the other firm that submitted a bid through the RFP process for the cell tower to replace the existing water tank back in last June. I don't have a lot of questions. I kind of came here tonight just to kind of get an understanding of what the holdup's been. The process at the time dictated that a deposit of $5,000 was to be made within 7 days of the bid award, which would have been June 30th of last year, and just recently became apparent that that hadn't been made yet. So I was curious what was holding up the process. We're about 230 days into this. And I also haven't seen any filings with the Cape Cod Commission or the town. So just wanted to attend tonight, get an understanding of what may be going on, and hear the meeting.
For us, Bert, tonight, those are great questions. And right now we're in the process of talking with both of our attorneys their attorney. And we appreciate your coming. We're not going to probably make any comments tonight on it. I appreciate it, though, a bunch.
Sure.
And when we make a decision, which is going to be coming up shortly, you'll know.
Okay.
We'll let you know. But right now, we still have some work to do with both attorneys, and then we'll take it from there. I hope you can be patient with us, and we appreciate that a bunch.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Understood.
All right. Thanks, Bert. Russ, We're going to skip over the warrants, water quality, and the superintendent's report. Pardon me? Oh, we can talk to Mr. Hesse at 6:30, can't we? I mean,
sure.
He's not really even going to be part of what you're going to be talking about. It gets you ready and done. I respect what you want. If you want Mr. Hesse here when you do this review, that's up to you. That'd be great. If we can address the tank demo and the information on that, it'd be great. And then when Mr. Hesse comes in, we can talk with Mr. Hesse.
Sure.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Russ Kleekamp with GHD. So the items to update the board are the following. For the fiber optic project, I'm just finalizing some dates internally with our staff at GHD. We'll get in touch with Chris and schedule a time to head out and look at all the stations and start that project. We have a signed contract. We appreciate it. We're going to get going with that. I have been talking with Open Cape, and they're also finalizing their logistics with Comtrack, the company that will be putting in the conduit for the fiber optic to all the sites. So that's moving forward. With regards to the tank demolition, I've spoken. Well, let me start with saying the Town of Barnstable Regulatory Services has condemned the tank. They've issued a letter to the Water Department that states several ordinances, but it captures a note saying it's their opinion that the tank in its current state poses a threat to the public, and it has to be demolished or repaired, and they are on the hook upon receipt of this letter. I believe that was issued late Friday. We've gotten back the report from Hanley and Ward that was developed for, I believe, T-Mobile and AT&T. The repairs to the tank are upwards of $500,000, so I don't think that's a process that Kituit wants to undergo at this time. So it really kind of leaves us with one option, is the tank demolition. I've addressed Chris and Attorney Boudreau about addressing a letter to the carriers stating that we have this letter. Would like to issue it very soon. I've also been talking with the contractor that's won the award for the demolition, Fisco Contracting, and right now they are looking at the date of March 6th. To mobilize. Their bid costs did include a subcontractor, a company, Isolar Demolition. That's a nationwide water tank contractor. They specialize in taking down tanks. So they go from site to site all over the country. So he does want to be certain that that is the date. Once they mobilize that group, there'll be a fee incurred if they have to remobilize and come back at some point. There's a few items. Obviously, the issue with the antennas, the cell phone equipment, power to the site. His bid cost assumed that power would be demolished, or that there wouldn't be power to the site. So that request would have to come from Kituit to the power company, basically saying the tank is condemned and we need you to kill power. And then also the utility poles that are along the way. I think that's something that the contractor can work around. He'd prefer that they weren't there, but he is looking to demolish. If you're looking at the tank, basically the front left quadrant, that area, to do some clearing, to set up his crane, his rigging, and perform his operations there. So as of right now, we're targeting the week of March 6th for that.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any, is there any information from any of the cell carriers as to where they want to set up their temporary?
We've been looking at an area that would be in the back right quadrant if you're looking at the tank. There's access, there's a way in there. There's relatively few trees that would have to be cleared. It's fairly level.
Okay.
It would seem that would be kind of the opportune area to set up a temporary facility, be out of the way of Fisco Contracting when they take the tank down. So that's
okay.
Kind of the area right now we've been looking at.
Okay.
There were a few small trees cut in there. Was that when they were doing the engineering study on the tower?
I'm not sure. That's probably a good guess, but I'm not 100% certain.
Small stuff, you know.
I would think, yeah, they'd have to bring some equipment in there, so it's probably the reason behind it.
Don, any questions?
No, I'm
sure.
Ready to go.
That might have been surveys.
Okay. Yeah,
they were in there when they were looking for original site. They might have been looking line of sight or something in there.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And move forward for the 6th?
I'd like to request that we look at that date, and to be in accordance, we don't want to suffer any penalties from the town. And I all know we've been trying to get the tank down for some time now. So, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Duddy, that you're here, do you have any comments that you are interested in this time? You've been a good advocate for us, and we appreciate that. It's coming, the thing's coming down.
Yeah. And I know we're trying to work together with AT&T as well as T-Mobile to put in a temporary site.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make room for you to come and get that stuff out of there. But we want you to be back up there on another tower as soon as possible. Yeah, we appreciate your patience, and if you just stay with us for this for a minute, we'll get it cleared up. Okay, thank you. All right. We'll go past the cell lease with Chris right now. He's going to come in later on at 6:30, I believe. We'll do the rate survey. Haven't we sent out to the Prudential Committee the rate survey information? Jen did.
I think you were going to bring it to the
meeting. I did. We sent it out.
Oh, okay.
Jen sent out information on the rate survey that we had gone through. And it's at the Prudential Committee, and I'll go to the Prudential Committee, the next Prudential Committee meeting, and I'll go over that with them and get an idea. We're pretty well done with that rate survey. We can probably make a move at any time. When we change the rates, Chris, is there a specific time that would be better for us to make that change?
Is it too late to do it this year?
We haven't stuffed the bills. They go out March 1st, but I do believe that they're supposed to be folded and stuffed this weekend. There's a chance of it.
Yeah.
So they have been printed. Everything's been ready. The CCR is going to be in that mailing. I don't know if a notice to be put in there also, saying if we know what the increase. I don't think we can hit it this year. No.
I don't think so either. I mean, that was.
We might be able to increase, just say that they will be going up. I think you'd have to start it at the beginning of the year. It's just too late this year. I think it'll have to be next year.
Okay. The new business?
Well, we have kind of down here the forestry discussion. Vic and I met with... Phil from Benjamin, who was the forester that went out there that did the whole reports for us. He has given us both reports. They're both done very well. I've signed off that he can be paid on it. He's got some suggestions in there. I have the reports in an electronic form. If you want, I'll send them both to you guys. They'll come in four different emails, though, because they're large, and he sent them to me in four, so I'm going to send them to you in four. I'll just send them on. I don't know, Vic, if you'd like to...
Well, he stressed to us that, you know, their suggestions are suggestions, recommendations. It's nothing that we're obligated to follow. If we choose to follow them, we can. They're pretty comprehensive in terms of surveying the entire area and pointing out different plots. And I think the level pond had six plots and the large...
I think there was seven because they put the one...
That's right.
There was a little invasive
section
there next to the water, next to the driveway as one plot also.
So it gives you good management options, and then it also talks about problem areas, and that's one that...
Yeah.
Everybody has plant species and, well, insects too, but mostly plant species. So, yeah, I suggest you sit down, relax,
good.
Read it over.
Yeah, I think they talked about some thinning, possible lumber trees, saw trees, the hardwoods to come out that would help open everything up a little bit and get everything into a better canopy and everything. It goes into quite a bit of suggestions and everything. It's real nice.
There's some value in it.
I think he said, you know, from now to 2021, you could be doing this.
Yeah.
You know, that it would help. One of them was, I think that's what it was, the limit was on the 20th. And they'd look at it again in 2021.
Yeah.
But I'll send that on to you, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Maybe we can put that on the agenda for the next meeting to
keep it on
in more detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Under old business, but I understand that Zach is doing just fine with the solar. It's kind of moving through good. Mark even said that he heard.
Yeah, I was at the planning board meeting, and the planning board voted unanimously to recommend that it be allowed to the two overlay districts,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to go back, I believe, not next meeting, but the two meetings from now to the council.
That's great.
For approval.
That's awesome. Yep, that'd be awesome. That's a good project. All right. Do you want to do water quality, Chris?
Sure.
Okay.
I can do.
We're jumping around.
Yeah.
We're jumping around tonight.
We're going to jump all over.
Jumping around.
Any way we can. All samples came back clean.
Yeah.
No bacteria. We have not done all of our quarterly sampling. We haven't done the MTBE. We haven't done a couple the VOCs either because we're trying to get a waiver on those. If we get them, we won't have to do them. So I was just waiting as long as I can before I have to do them. If I don't get an answer from them pretty soon, I'll have to do the first quarter's testing at least. But we're hoping to save a little money by getting some waivers on a few different things.
Okay.
So you will get everything eventually. So everything's good there. If you want, I could probably give you my report real quick.
Yeah, might be here.
It seems weird. All right, superintendent's report. January of 2016, we pumped 8,696,000 gallons of water. In January of 2017, we pumped 8,775,000 gallons of water. For an increase of a little over 100,000.
Okay.
I didn't do the
making
math.
A lot of money.
No, you didn't.
Making a lot of money, Chris. Atta boy.
We had four new services put in, one down on Clamshell Cove Road, one over on Pine Ridge Road, and a couple over in Catuit Meadows. They're down to two lots left in Catuit
okay.
Meadows. Yeah, they said, that's what the sign says, at least over there, so. Which started, what, 8-7 years ago? They're going right along. We did talk about Phil in forestry. The only other thing I really have on here is to talk about the chemical safety upgrades that we had talked about. I gave you some stuff to
mm-hmm.
look at, but we can discuss that under old, kind of under old business, or if you want to do it now, that's fine.
Yeah, we can gab about it.
Once
right
we
now.
Get to budget, maybe.
Okay.
Talk about it then.
Okay.
Okay. You mean for future meetings or tonight?
Well, we've got to talk about the budget, so we're going to have to see if we want to go for a special appropriation for that or you
okay.
know, what we're going to
mm-hmm.
do.
Yep. All right.
And I can talk to you a little bit more on a couple things that I'd like to do and put into my budget, but it's going to increase the budget a little bit, so
okay.
I'll explain that too when we get into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So with all this rain, and I know I saw somewhere in the news that the entire state's still under a drought condition.
It is.
And this rain's not really going to help that much.
No, it's still under advisory, yeah.
Yeah.
So they downgraded it about a month ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But you know, they're asking people to serve water inside the house now instead of, you know, everything like don't water your lawn right now. You know, they're asking people to, you know, make sure they have shower, you know, low flow shower heads, and they're not leaving the water running when they're brushing their teeth, and you know, it's normal everyday concern. It's just it's not replenishing right now.
Okay.
Is there any
the whole of Massachusetts is like that?
In our watershed, is there any measurable drop in the level of the wells?
They're lower, but they're coming back up now.
They are.
Yeah, they're not major. They did get a little low this summer,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't to the point where, you know, we were grinning, you know, or, you know, holding our breath or anything.
Do we have a record of that over, you know, the last however many years?
Yeah, we can go back and look through records.
That'd be interesting to plot that out and see
yeah.
where we are.
Okay. Well, we got about 5 more minutes, so hopefully Mr. Hesse comes in. If you'd like
to do the warrants,
and
yeah, we can.
This will be a record meeting for one. I expect it to go till 10. There's a big one in there.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Spent all our money.
That other warrant? Doesn't postage appear on that last warrant that I handed?
What is it?
Does postage appear twice? Is it on that last warrant that I handed you?
That's a different postage.
Okay.
One's for the postage permit, which is our...
Your machine one?
Yeah, the machine one. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be for the bills. We'll bill it in.
Okay.
Asked him if he had received everything that he needed from us and from Treasurer Daly, and he said he has. They were just waiting for everything to go through, everything looked good, so they were hoping everything would be coming soon.
Vic, might as well set the date to the next meeting. How you doing on March 15? Where are you going to be?
I'll be here. Oh, good thing.
Florida.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about scheduling a field trip for the commissioners. to walk a property.
Our property?
Yeah.
Sure.
I walked up the other day, and there's so much logging down there anymore, I can't tell what's being proposed, what's where. I mean,
you want Zach there, too?
Pardon?
You want Zach there, too?
We could, or we could walk out alone, but, well, I mean, somebody needs to explain what is what down there.
A lot of pink flags down there.
It looks like somebody puked ribbon, you know, in the middle of the place.
There's a lot of pink flags out there. Awesome.
Some of it, so far, I think the solar field is going that, you know, I don't know, I can't explain it. I don't know. That doesn't really make any difference if we understand it. You know.
We can talk to Zach if you want to, and also, I don't mind going out there, you know that, I'm all over that place, but
well,
if you want to go with Zach out there, too, and
you will, maybe,
take a walk
yeah.
around with Zach
yeah.
and let him explain to you what's going on, we can make sure. That happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's all theirs, because there's different color flagging down there.
Two different color things?
And maybe they just ran out of one color. And
well, you need an offset or something like that with different colors. Some
yeah.
The company who's doing the surveying out there actually is Prime Engineering,
right.
who did our remediation and everything when we had the MTBE put in mm-hmm. The little test tubes for us and everything. I'm not sure where they're located out of Needham.
Right.
But I could ask this guy. I just actually sent him our distribution map just so he could see where our water mains are going through there and everything. So come to think of it, I could probably give him a call and ask him, you know, exactly, you know, to help us understand it a little.
Yeah.
If he could have somebody explain what the heck's going on in there.
And give us some GPS coordinates from wherever they made corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good.
We can go out there with our cell phone and walk around and go, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
That fellow went over to the office.
Good support.
Are we good for the 15th for the regular meeting?
15th for the regular meeting.
15th, Russ?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, I would love to do that. Do we want them climbing it?
Are they going to wear hard hats? Are they going to wear
hard hats?
High-vis jackets?
Everybody gets a jacket.
We can have a
safety greeting and try it. Yeah, that's great. That'd be great, Russ. Really, that's a good idea. Well, we're still on the fact that in the spring we'd like to have like an open house and cook some hot dogs and some other stuff out there. Maybe some of the townspeople will come out and take a look at what we really got there, you know? So that'd be good.
Yeah.
We'll do turkey dogs and other dogs.
Generated down there, is it cycle itself? It has been? Okay. I haven't heard it run or anything like that down there. I was just wondering.
Yeah, once a week, they did record when the electrician was up there.
Okay.
But yeah, you go up until 5 and turn on the meter to start running the place.
Okay.
But yeah, it does automatically exercise. It's weekly or bi-weekly.
Usually it's weekly. They usually have it come on one time during the week just to run for half an hour. Just not on load, though. It's usually just to run to make sure everything's warm. You don't know if there's a heater in that one, a block heater or anything like that? Yeah.
All right, and Mike is ready for his guy at the 6th. Bisco?
He's going to confirm with me. I still have 2 days.
that changes, let Dick and these guys know what's going on.
How many days for that to come down once they start?
2 weeks.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
We're going to save memorabilia and put it in the Historic Society?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll save that. Yeah, we should put it in there.
We're going to put it in center field in the ball field.
Yeah.
Pituit. Yeah.
Did you address the punch list with Visco anymore that he had?
You might want to wait with the Waldorf school until we get a lock, that door working inside so that nobody locks themselves inside that room.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
We'll wait a few more minutes and then we'll probably be done. Amy, would you?
Clamshell Cove, Amy Cates, Falmouth Road, Clamshell Cove, Pine Ridge, and then you said you did two?
Over at Kituit Meadows.
Kituit Meadows,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wonder how many more he has left over there. Let's just build it. Two more left?
Oh, yeah. That's it? Got two lots left.
Wow.
For sale.
That's pretty good.
That's 114 lots he sold over there. He's still got two left. And they're not, and it's surprising. It's not the ones that are like that are bad or anything like that. You know,
right.
They're pretty good lots.
Right, yeah. Right.
So does that pretty much put the district at build out?
Yeah, pretty much. Close to.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the point pretty soon where we're going to be doing replacement services and that's it.
Yeah, maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Especially if we keep buying things and giving them to Bosco Land Trust and other places, you know, to preserve everything.
There's a couple of houses.
Not a bad thing. I mean, it's a good thing. Yeah.
There's a couple of houses going up out on Crocker Neck, aren't there?
Oh, where?
Crocker Neck. I thought I saw some construction there. Yeah. Maybe it's
coming over the bridge now.
Yeah,
he's coming over the Sagamore Bridge now.
I haven't seen. I know there's one they tore down and rebuilt down on Papanesset way down. This one that I'm talking about on Clamshell Cove, it's actually the causeway. It goes out at the, it's way out the end on Rightfield Point.
Wow.
You know the house way up there?
Yeah.
That's about 900 foot service.
Wow. So that's a dead end? That service?
Yeah. I'll get a copy.
Yeah.
To look at.
We didn't put the GPS coordinates in for the tank though on the pamphlet. So you can't use it for a navigational aid. Well, you could.
I'm thinking I'm going to move forward and get you in the meeting.
Well, you got what?
I'm going to do a new business.
The budget, that's it?
Hmm?
The budget.
You want to do thought you might want to wait on that for the... we could jump ahead.
And when do they need it in Prudential? Do they need it for the end of March or the 1st of April?
I'd have to check the
1st of April, I think.
Okay.
They have, they want it, what was it, 3 months prior?
Right.
Right, so I think it is. But I can, I'll check and I'll let you know when they need it by. What's on there has what the increases are under we'll leave the labor and salaries for you guys to discuss. We can't do the overtime budget until we know the other figures.
Yeah.
Up there. Gonna pretty much try to keep everything the same. I have a dilemma with stations and tanks. I want to get that power washed this year out there. To get a price on to power wash it, it's about $8,000.
What are we power washing?
The outside of the tank where all the mold and everything is there before it gets anything onto the tank, onto that paint or anything that's there. I would like to get it done now because West Street has been built. It's up. The paint's brand new. So that when I have to do this again, I can get a price to get the both of them done and maybe get some kind of discount if they come down to do two.
Yes.
Usually it's nobody close to have it done. I just wanted to basically, I'm going to raise it about $8,000 more, $9,000 more, just to do that. I hadn't done it because I wanted to see if anybody was totally against it before.
That would be added to 5242?
That would be added to the 35. Yeah, on 5242, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That line item, okay.
So you think it's about 8,000?
Roughly, it was a little over 8, so I haven't decided. I think I'm going to put it up 9 just to be sure. I don't know with everything that's going. That was over a year ago that I got the price for it.
Okay.
And we're waiting on the water testing. We'll let you know on the waivers what to put in there because that'll give us 2 quarters that we won't have to take certain ones out on. We'll still keep our normal ones, but we have SOCs that we have to do, and they are about $500 a set, if not more, to do the testing. They're really expensive, and that really takes a shake up on the testing budget. There is one SCADA the tank repeater or something it looks like up there. It's not a point one, it's one that sticks up and does an overall.
It's on the
up top on the handrail.
Because if we do any installation security cameras, additional SCADA equipment, the tank should probably clean first before we do that, and that would fall into the funding of the USDA. So keep in mind that we're going to have some grant funds and some expenditure to get that one for the separate meeting that we need to talk about. What's there?
Yeah. All right. Other than that, it's pretty much just a little increase down on 5730. Now that we have two guys, they want to go for their license and everything. And we belong to Plymouth County
I guess it's their bid process that keeps us, we can get our vehicles cheaper, and we don't have to go out to bid to keep county bid.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to it. It costs us like $100 a year to stay in that. And the training and education, same thing. State law has made it that the guys have to take a course before they can take their D2. Right now, I don't. The class is about $1,000 per person, $1,100 per person to take. And you can't take the test unless you take the class beforehand. So that's why there's an increase there also, because we never used to have to. To maintain them, usually it's all right, the classes and everything. But now they have this different ones to, for each one. I don't know.
Is it New England Waterworks that teaches the classes?
New England Waterworks has them. You can go to Massasoit College and get one. There's actually, and I was one of the guys that said, yeah, please do it. Right now, March 1st is the deadline. They're holding it at Cape Cod Community College for Wednesday nights for 12 weeks. Ray Jackson will be teaching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and it's actually cheaper than this, but I just don't think I have the money in the budget to send the guys over there right now. I have to wait till next year.
And how much is it to do it over there?
It's about $900. I think it's $857.49 for the books. So it's a little over $9. But it would be so much more convenient for these guys just to be able to drive to Hyannis than have to go to Massasoit College to Hopkinton or whatever it is at the Holliston.
Right.
There at exit 19 or 20 off of 495.
No chance. If they get lost, flying over the bridge.
I've had a truck break down up halfway up. They blew something, I forgot what it was, and they had to go up there with a flatbed and pick it up and bring it back to Dick Beard down here. The flatbed was off the ground trying to pick up that big diesel that we used to have. The guy was up in the air, he kept putting it back down, and called his boss, and his boss says, that's supposed to be rated for that truck. You go ahead and put it on. The guy was so scared.
No way we can scrape that money out of the Prudential Committee, huh? Is it worth asking?
For this year?
For training.
You know, I'm kind of strapped this year.
Well, I know we are, yes.
Ask the chief, see if he's got some extra money.
I'm trying not to spend money on certain things because I had $1,100 pump go that I had to buy, $11,000, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I had already signed to have the roads cut back in there so before the winter came, and that was another $6,000 or so, or $7,000. So what I thought I had all the extra money on, I just all of a sudden got hit bad and ruined my budget. So I'm not, as you can see there, if you look right now at our budget for stations, I have a negative $200 at that.
Yeah.
And I still have to get some preventive maintenance done before the end of the year. I got about another $6,000 to $8,000 worth of preventive maintenance that I got to get done.
Okay.
So I'm just trying not to go over budget and trying to keep everything under. And if I can do that, be nice. I don't believe that. I thought about trying to see if the guys would pay for it and we'd reimburse them after July if they wanted to do it, but I don't think I can. Our treasurer won't let us pay anything in fiscal 18 to from 17, 17 from 16 to 17 or anything like that. So it's not.
No, that makes sense.
And it's not a requirement right now for us. They don't. They've met their requirements of the D1, the T1. So these guys, if they want to take this test, it's kind of over and above. And that's why I said, you know, we'll still pay for the course, but I don't have to. You don't have to have it to be in this job. So right now you've reached your goal. You can wait till next year to take it. Because they would still be in training anyways. They wouldn't even be full. They have to have it for a year before it's a full license. But those are the increases that are there.
don't you offer that next year?
No. They only have, right now, 9 people signed up for it.
Okay.
So, I believe if they had 10 people for the class, they might do it again.
Yeah.
But if they've had a hard time getting to the 10 that they have, I mean, the 9 that they have
now. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah, because it's just, you know, somebody from Plymouth maybe would want to come down here, and it's at night, it's not during the day.
Yeah.
But I know, I think Barnstable's probably sending a guy over, because they have a new guy over there.
Right. They have Chuck from Mashpee.
They have Chuck from Mashpee over there? Barnstable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over in the fire district, over in the, Marshall Fire District?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck from Mashpee went over there. Took the guy who died, his place.
Yeah, Richie's.
Richie's place, yeah.
Well, I think, isn't Ron stepping up over there, they say?
I don't know. Rooney's dog, Tom's there for good, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Tom's a good guy.
Yep. All right.
What's that?
Amy, do you have any checkers in your car? I don't know bridge. I know rummy. We're ready to start catching some fish though, aren't we?
Right.
Yeah. I can sing and dance too, Mark. Should I do a tune?
I would like to see that. You voluntary?
Ham bone is my specialty. Russ called him. He was on the bridge 10 minutes ago.
You could tell fishing stories, but they'd all be lies.
They're not lies. Mine are not lies.
I don't know.
I got pictures.
Well, did you ever make the cover of the book?
No.
Rusted.
Somebody else stole my fish, took a picture of my fish, and then said he caught it, and then it got put in on the water. I wanted to sue him, Mark.
Was your photo in on the water?
He just said it was me?
Yes.
I had no idea what Commissioner Barker was.
We were thinking about the spring when it wasn't muddy, though.
April?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe May?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe May after Memorial Day or something.
There's also trying to think about people, that summer people here, too. So everyone in town.
Yeah.
And it would be, it might not want to see it.
Everybody's kind of celebrating around June 8th or 9th or 10th or 11th when the first ball game's going to take place. You do it on a day that there's going to be a ball game, some people in town. Yeah. I talked to Coach Roberts, have him get some vacuum players out there for us.
Is there someone scheduled for the 10-year time?
The Legion season started around the 7th or 8th of June, and then the regular Cape Week, usually 11th, 12th, right in that area. 10th. I always had a couple of games before, just before they were playing. they've done good on that field.
Looks beautiful.
Looks good.
Yeah. Now it's even on town property.
It is on town property, that's right.
Yeah.
It's official.
Did you set the next meeting for the 15th?
15th, yeah. The next meeting will be the 15th at 6 o'clock.
I believe, to go back to what Vic was talking about earlier, with the walk-around or walk-through,
mm-hmm.
Jen had mentioned today about meeting Zach and somebody else out there and doing a walk-around. I don't know if it's in this email that we have here.
From Zach?
Yeah.
There's a couple of emails from Zach, you guys, that are updating this stuff.
Yeah, I've been looking.
I know that he...
So he said on the 13th, looking for you.
Stop by.
Yeah, are you...
Yeah,
oh, it's at 4:30. That's just a stop by.
Mm-hmm. Right now, you want to be careful walking around out there. There's a lot of snags hanging.
Is that?
There's a lot of snags hanging in from that storm. And... they're going to come down sooner or later.
Well, that did a little bit of pruning for us, that storm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had a couple trees come down beside the apartment and a couple across the street.
If we all want to go on it, we have to advertise it. We have to put it out on the...
Oh, yeah. We would.
We're all going to go, and then we can...
That's a good question, Mark. If they do a walk-around, the three of them together, do they have to... Is that considered a meeting?
They cannot make any decisions, so to be doubly sure, you would probably advertise it as a meeting. The question would come up of whether or not there was any decisions made, and how do you say no? You're proving a negative, so to be ultra conservative, you would advertise it.
A meeting.
Yeah.
So we'll stand in the field, open the meeting.
Open the meeting and converse amongst yourselves.
Spray down on Tixbury.
Then I can carry it.
Your agenda would probably be just a casual tour and a familiarity type of job.
Okay.
Well, pretty soon my stomach's going to start making noise. Finally get people here, we leave them hanging.
Well, that's one of those deals. How you doing there, Chris?
Not bad. Everything's still working? Stop it. I do have a picture of the solar array.
Told my wife to go ahead and eat. She figures that with sandwich, fire, and water. You never can tell.
Yeah.
Sandwich and Katuit, they're all the same.
Yeah.
We've got some meetings run this year at 8 o'clock.
You do the sandwich water department?
Oh, yeah, I do. My brother does.
Yeah.
That's being sarcastic because no one shows up at their meeting. Their record for an annual meeting is 9 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They vote the entire slate.
Yeah. What's that guy's, what's the superintendent's name there?
Water superintendent?
Yeah.
Dan Mahoney.
Yeah, Dan.
He's a character.
He's a character.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got a very wicked sense of humor.
He can cook, too. Good cook.
He loves to eat.
played too.
Skinny as a rail. Mm-hmm. That's a life.
That's right. Doesn't he slap it on the bass? Did he have a band too?
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife was in a band way back when.
Yeah, he used to be in one also, I think.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember some events he was playing at a couple, like if they had a meeting or something like that that was at a bar or something, he'd play for free or something like that. His band.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it would be someplace with a venue. Although I've never seen him at a Pasco County event.
No?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's a picture of a water tower in Rowlett, Texas. They took down all in one piece.
Yeah. Russ was chicken. We did good, Russ. That thing came down in no time. The other tank? Oh, my God. They took that thing down in what? That was a day and a half. Yeah. They started cutting that thing, and it came down. It's unbelievable. They are.
I guess that stayed up. That was during a hurricane. It got, or tornado. Excuse me, a tornado that it got damaged, and they deemed it that it had to come down, or it was going to come down. And everybody was a little upset because they loved seeing it. They said it stood up, stayed up through the hurricane, and they still had to take it down. They were a little upset.
I'm not doing good. I'm not doing good right now.
I make the ride into Sandwich in 6A there. It takes a little over 20 minutes.
Sorry that we're waiting, but at this stage of the game, I'd like to give Mr. Hesse a chance to.
Well, we need them. We need to find out what's going on.
Say his piece.
I can make it up the segment or rotor in about between 20 and 25 minutes.
Which bridge was it? Did you tell me which bridge?
Sagamore had some problems the other day.
They
lost a couple of big chunks of roadway.
Oh,
they
boy.
They could see through the rebar.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the dam, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They told them in 2005 that they needed to upgrade their spillways. Yes, they said, nah, it's over. It's all right.
They come back, but they have to be ready to go again if something happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to get their insurance canceled.
Imagine the property value going down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
they were saying just the automotive insurance, if that dam let loose, you know, the value of
flooded
automobiles,
yeah,
that would forget about them.
My guess is that they're never invited back to a meeting. This week, town will start at 5.
Don't worry.
That is getting a lot of water.
Anybody watch the dog show last night?
German Shepherd.
Rumors.
Yeah.
Rumor has it.
Won.
He's 5 years
old. He was second last year.
Yeah.
Did you watch the agility?
I did. We watched the agility.
No.
Yeah.
Someone's here.
They get penalized for that?
Just a cop.
No. Okay.
How did the Rottweiler do from Martha's Vineyard?
Where's a dog from? I'm not sure.
There's a Rottweiler from Martha's Vineyard that was supposed to be yesterday. Hmm. He didn't win the best of show, I guess.
They were saying that Shepherd's been in the show before, and
yeah,
the owner almost didn't.
He retired.
Year,
yeah.
Yeah, he was supposed to be. He was favorite last year.
Yeah.
But then that point of one.
Right. Chris?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good?
Good.
If you got yourself under control, you can step right up to that microphone.
All right, thank you.
You identify yourself and...
And
sure.
Chris Hesse, U.S. Wireless.
Mm-hmm.
I have some plans if you want to, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you guys seen, I take it you've seen those? You know?
We have not seen those, but we certainly can look them over.
Okay.
Probably won't do it right now.
Okay.
But,
I'd just like to maybe point out the
you got
sheet
it.
2 if you want.
Okay.
So if you look on sheet 2, you'll see that, you know, the new site location, which is about 550 plus or minus feet, you know, in the back there.
Am I in the right? No, you're not in the right sheet. So.
Let me see it.
Oh, the next one.
This is your tank, and this is where the new location is.
One more over.
Okay.
Okay. I take it you kept up with Rick Mann and the discussion and so forth. Is that correct?
I did. Yes.
Okay. All right. And where does everything stand with that? Do you know?
Right now, they're still discussing.
Okay.
As of this morning, we weren't prepared to sign anything.
Okay.
And probably not interested in discussing the pros and cons tonight. And we're not prepared to sign anything that's been sent over to us.
Okay. You've already had discussion about it?
They're talking about it now, Tim and Rick Mann.
Oh, okay.
Tim is your attorney.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you have anything that you wanted to present to us on that?
Other than obviously just getting the project going and getting. That's pretty. I mean, that's it. And just, you know, I'd have you take a look at that, you know, and maybe provide some comments on that site right there, mm-hmm. You know, in the back.
Well, it looks like it's where you said it was going to go. Looks like it's right. Okay.
Is there flagging into that site? Is it marked?
It is marked. The site is marked. You know, it was surveyed, and that, you know, that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if that's it, we'll be back in touch with you on a decision on this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Just take another advisement now.
We are. Yep.
Is there any thoughts on that, on the site plan as you look at it, or?
My thought process on this site plan is that it's, I like that it's back and out of the way, and that's really what we thought of originally,
yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, just, yeah. We didn't have the setbacks in the other area, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that was going to prove to be more problematic with you know, in zoning, because we didn't have the fall zone that we needed to sit from the property boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to have had it actually, you know, right near the water tank, but, you know, it just, it would just add to all the waivers and things that we would need from the commission and
okay.
from Barnstable, so.
Okay. That's it. It's a long ride. Nothing that sad. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You can make that motion. Go eat anytime you want to.
Okay, make a motion that we close the meeting.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.